An exhibition that runs at Kerry County Museum in Tralee until the end of the month is the work of children living in this county who have been homeless. The free exhibition titled Inclusion Exploring Home and Homelessness gives the children a platform to explore the themes of home and homelessness. The exhibition features recordings made by the children themselves. The support is by Tracy Murphy.
My wardrobe is white and my whole room is like my dad's going to paint it blue after. I have lots of toys and I have everything.
My name is Janine Storn and I'm an artist here working and living in Kerry.
And tell me about the young people, the children that you collaborated with. How many were there? And what age range were they in?
They started as young as 3, 4, and they're up as far as 12 years of age. There was 10 of them in the group. We had to be very flexible, actually, with the process, because originally we had designed it for meeting straight away, face-to-face workshops after school. But because of COVID, we still wanted to have that connection with that introduction with the children. So we started by sending out very much tailor-made outreach art packs. So it was a way of introducing myself to them so that when we would meet, that there wouldn't be that kind of initial uncomfortableness. And also to kind of introduce them to the themes that we were going to be looking at and exploring. It was very much about letting them explore and experiment actually with materials. We would then start to kind of maybe sit around the table, have more conversations about things, their lives, their interests.
And when you say a new material, are you talking about something like clay or what?
Yeah. We're experimenting in scale in terms of, I mean, very large scale paintings down on the floor to small kind of handmade little pieces, especially in clay, using mixed media in regards to tearing, cutting, construction. They would nearly come upon it themselves. We would have little creation stations is what we called them.
And all these children, we should say, they've all had experience of homelessness.
Yes. So, yeah, it wouldn't be an easy topic to start straight up discussing with them. So we would work around it in regards to just asking them what was their favourite places in where they were living, or what's their ideas of home, the idea of that warmth, of that comfort. And they spoke an awful lot about having a space that reflects them, a space that they can retreat or recharge in. A lot of them would describe places, especially their rooms, whether they were sharing or the colours of their wall or the colours they'd like their wall to be. Being safe, being secure and having a space of our own.
Was there anything else that they said in relation to homelessness or having that sense of home?
A couple of children who maybe had an ulterior way of dressing, or so it was more to do with that sense of when you would talk about feeling.
I play with my toys. And I order chokers and spiky shoes.
Do you have a place where you hang up all these or you keep them all together?
Up in my bedroom, Emo's like black and my room is black and they're all like chains and all chokers.
What way do you feel when you're in your room?
I think happy and safe.
A lot of what you're doing, I imagine, is so unconscious or subconscious on the children's part. It's probably very hard to articulate anyway.
That's why the audio is there and the audio was important.
You're James Bond.
But what, James Bond?
James Bond is a famous character that plays James Bond. We're doing a No Time to Die.
Hi, this is the national news and weather for today. Tell me, what is your favourite place in your home or school?
Well, my favourite place at home is my bedroom, where I have a PS5, and my favourite place in my school is the hall, where we get to play games and be all sporty and all, you know?
We found that if you gave them the audio devices, that some of the best and sometimes the most honest and most open were coming when they were interviewing each other.
And this is the audio commentary that accompanies the exhibition in the County Museum.
What is your favourite spot in your house?
My favourite spot in my house is my bedroom, because in there I have a PS5.
Really? What is your favourite food?
My favourite food is scrambled eggs and beans mixed together.
Who is your best friend?
You wouldn't know him.
Where is your
your favourite place to go?
My favourite place to go is boxing.
My name is Claudia Kohler. I'm the Education Community and Outreach Officer here at the Kerry County Museum. And our role in this project, in this wonderful project, is to give this exhibition a home, a space to live for a few weeks. Janine, the artist, was saying earlier that when she was talking to the children about what home means to them, they were describing this warm space that is their own, where they can feel safe. And if we can do that here in the museum, if we can provide that space, a safe place where people can come, reflect on creativity, be creative, feel welcome and represented in the local museum, then that's what we are hoping to get out of this.
My favorite thing is going shop and sleeping and eating food, lots of food, and getting chunky. I'm getting very chunky, and my favorite thing of all is it. Wait, anything. Chocolate milk!
I'm Ronan Doherty. I'm head of NOVA services for Cork, Kerry and Clare. We were very conscious of the fact that homeless children are very isolated. They're living in circumstances where they're different. They may feel different than other children. You know, they can be going to school and people will be talking about their home, different things like that, and they have to go back to emergency accommodation. They might be living in a room in very challenging circumstances. They don't really have the tools at that age to understand that. They maybe even don't understand that they're homeless. You know, they still feel, or they, there's certainly a sense that they would feel different because the other kids would be talking about their house, their this, they're that. Children are unlikely to express that. They're going to place that deep down somewhere and feel different, but not understand why they feel different, probably. It's well recognized that adult homelessness is very connected to adverse childhood experiences. So the idea that using art could be a way for them to express their feelings, the hope is that that would help them work through that, you know, and make them stronger for their future.
The children themselves, I hope some, if not all of them, have found a home.
Thankfully, all the children are in a home now. And, you know, everybody who works in homelessness in Kerry should really be complimented. The local authority and the voluntary sector with the HSE. I'd just like to compliment Annette Murphy and Lisa Donoghue as well. They're our two family support workers and they do incredible work with homeless families around Kerry.
I like painting and drawing because it's more fun for me to paint because sometimes it gets messy and it's fun to clean up after stuff and paint with others too.
My favourite place is the sea and also my house because I like to be there a lot and draw.
Hi, I'm Deirdre Enright. I'm the Creative Youth Coordinator. I manage a project called the Local Creative Youth Partnership and I work within the ETB, Kerry ETB setting. Inclusion is a very important exhibition. It's part of my work in reaching out to organisations and communities across County Kerry who work with early years children, young people or young adults who don't necessarily get the same access to opportunities as other young people. So for me, it was about making sure the right people got together to develop a project that could find its way forward. Novus, the artist Janine Storen, and in all the work I do, creative professionals like Janine are wonderful in the time and effort, and their paid professionalism drives a project forward. And Janine has this wonderful gift, along with Annette, who works with Novus and drove the project too, that gift to listen to children, to listen to their voices, to listen to the things that aren't said. Delighted that this project, and with all the people involved in it and having a county museum to allow us to be creative in it and to really showcase what was brilliant about it, that's a local partnership working well together. We're just in it all together to try and just make an outcome positive for the children that took part.
Janine, when you look at the exhibition, the centrepiece is a painting. To me, it looks like houses, maybe apartments, it's an extraordinary picture for young children to have created.
Yeah, it's a really lovely piece. It's our community town. So really, it's a mixed media piece. And it was the one piece that they knew every week that we were going to be adding to. We would start by just painting the colours, tearing pieces, cutting pieces. And then we would start getting a little bit deeper. We were starting to talk about our ideal homes. What do they look like? Houses of the future, what could they look like? So it was a complete imagination run wild piece. All the houses there would have been houses that the children designed. Every child is represented from one of the houses there, which is really lovely to have. We had slides coming out of windows to bring us down to the ground faster, so we didn't have to use stairs anymore or lifts. We had rocket launching ships, so in order to travel and meet friends and other family, we could just take off in our house and our home would always be with us. A lot of them are actually high rise, because they spoke a lot about community and lots of people being around them and with them. Room for friends, room for family, room for pets. So that's why a lot of the houses are kind of larger in scale and have many, many rooms to them.
When people come to the County Museum, and the exhibition runs until October 27th, there are a number of pieces here. Is there any other one piece you'd like to talk through?
They're the smaller pieces, and maybe they're not the standout pieces. They're the little pinch pots. Every child, it would have been some other first experience in using clay. What was really nice about them was it was a quite a mindful exercise. You were sit down, we were all sat around the table. We would all have a lump of clay or two pieces each, and it would start with a ball, and just getting them to close their eyes and just calm the room down and quieten the room down and just feeling your way around the clay. So pinching, turning. And with that kind of repetitive motion and with that quietness, conversation would then start to happen. So that kind of piece was probably some of the most honest of the works as well. And then at the end they had these like little stackable pots, and it brought us onto the idea of home comforts and the things that we all have in our own home, the idea of the utensils that we eat from.
Can I ask you one more question? Is that a cat?
Yes. A lot of our superhero selves seem to take the form of animals. And I think we had a couple of cats, actually.
Probably a lot of the children can't have pets by nature of the accommodation situation they find themselves in.
Yes, it would have probably maybe come up every now and then, all right. And they all seem to have a huge, big love of animals and would make a lot of references regarding animals and looking after them, or neighbours' animals.
Yeah, there you go. That's Tracy Murphy reporting on that exhibition, which runs until the 27th of October, the free exhibition. Well worth checking out. Great to hear from the children there and their perspectives on it. Brilliant idea. Inclusion, Exploring Home and Homelessness.